Okay, today's daf is Nedarim, daf Lamed Hey, as we continue in Ein Bein Hamudar. And yesterday we had the Shaila of Rava. Rava was asked, if somebody says, Ki Kari Alecha, V'netan Alo B'matana Mahu. If somebody says, my kikar is usur on you, and then he gives it away, and it is no longer my kikar, it is someone else's kikar. So, did he have in mind that this kikar, no matter where it is in the world, is going to be usur? Or do we say, no, he meant the my. He was focused on the my. As long as it's my kikar, then it's usur, but once he gives it away, it is not. That was Rava's, the question that was posed to Rava on yesterday's daf. Ki kari amar lo, ki isa bershusihu da usur, odilma alecha, is amar le, ilave, shavite hektish. So which is it? So Rava's answer was that it is usur. It's obvious that it is usur, even after it was given bimatana. Because after all, what exactly was he including? Right? After all, if I have a kikar, you can't use it anyway. It's mine. So if I say it's usur, it must be including something more than when it is mine. It must be, even after I give it to you, it would be usur. Then the Gemara says maybe he's excluding, could it be possible that it's excluding after it was nignav? No, that can't be possible. The Gemara gave another way out of it, but that was Rava's shita. So now the Gemara wants to ask a question on Rava, Esve. Question on Rava's shita that the kikar is usur even after he says, even after he gives it away or he sells it, etc. Esve, here's the Braisa. Amar lo, top of Laman Hayman Aleph, Amar lo, hashileini parascha. Please lend me your para. I want to borrow a para from you. Amar lo konam para sha'ani kanulcha. It's usur, the para that I would give you. Meaning, I'm making a neder that I'm not giving one to you. Nechasai alecha, or my property should be usur to you. Im yeshli para elazu. The potential lender wants to emphasize to the one who's asking that he would love to give, but he only has one and he needs it. Right? The Rosh says, right, I don't have any other cows. And to emphasize the point, he says, you know, it's usur for me. Konam, if I have anything else, they're all usur. Right? He's emphasizing that he doesn't have anything else. So, or hashileni kardumech, or lend me your spade. Amar lo konam kardum sheishli shani kanui. It's usur, the one that I have. Nechasai alai im yeshli kardum elazeh. Right, that's the last line of either of these phrases. Everything should be usur. The kardim should be usur. If I have any other phrases, any other spades, or any other cows, that's the case. And what happens? And it comes out that he has other kardumos. Right, and he has other paras. What do we have? Kardom. We're familiar with kardom from the Rashi in the name of Chazal by Nekama and Netira. When you have a revenge, he says, "Could you lend me your kardom?" Right, back and forth. I will, I won't, or v'lo kardom lachparbo. We also have in Pirkei Avos, we can't have used Torah for a kardom. But either way, here we have kardom, and he makes a neder that everything should be usur if he has any other kardom, and it comes out l'maisa that he does have. So, says the Braisa, b'chayev usur, in his lifetime, so these properties are usur to the other person, because he said, the tzai was fulfilled, meis osha nitra lo b'matana, but if the potential lender died, or he gave it away, he gave it to him, b'matana, hareza mutter, that it's mutter. So you see from this price, so that if somebody says, my item is usur, it's only usur when it is my item. But if he gives it away, it's mutter. Kashan Rava. As for Bikiva Eger and the Gilyan Hashas here, it's a very unusual Gilyan Hashas. Usually Gilyan Hashas has usually just quotes a makar, and he says, Fasarach Ian, and we have to figure out the question. Here, he is very verbose, he says exactly what his question is. Ask the Gilyan Hashas right here. Vakashali, I have a problem. The Gemara is asking a kasha from our case on Rava. Why is it a problem? Rava's reason before wouldn't apply here. And then there's a very good chance that Rava would agree here. What does that mean? What was Rava's reason before? Rava's reason before was, I have an item, I have a kikar, I have a cookie, and I say, it's usur for you. Well, it's usur for you before I said that anyway, because it's mine. So what am I adding? So it must be that I'm adding even after I give it to you. Does that svara apply here? I say, there's no way I'm lending it to you. So, and it's usur if I have any others. So what's the first step to be included? You could say, if I lend it to you, I'm not allowed to lend it to you. That might be included in the neder. So who says the following step, even more than that, giving it, selling it, who said that would be included in the neder? So maybe Rava would agree here. Let's read his words. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, Kashali, Harava Pashat Rak Mikoach Ochacha. Rava said his opinion based on the Svara, De Ilu Kikari Alecha La'afuke Mai, Ukadavir Sharan La'el. Well, what else would he be including by saying Kikari Alecha? Vizeo Shayach Mikikar. That's Shayach by a cookie. You can't lend out a cookie. You're not giving a kikar for a paperweight. That's not usually what you use cookies for. Mistam, it's to eat. So you either have it or you give it away. But here, by the cow, by the tool, that svar doesn't apply. Debala afuke ba'ocha apara shalo. He could be including in his net there while the cow was still his. Does not answer this. He just wonders why the Gemara feels is backed into a wall by saying, "Oh, Kasha on Rava." Maybe Rava would agree here because the svara that Rava gave does not apply in this case. So some of the Achronim, the Chassam Sofer, the Parat Yosef, answers that maybe that svara that we mentioned for Rava earlier was only in the Havamina. Remember, we ended off with a question. Rava gave that svara, but then the Gemara said, "Well, what do you mean? Lo la fuke di yazmanei Allah. Maybe the exclusion is when he invited him." So suggest the Chassam Sofer that Maskana does not have that svara. It could be because that svara was rejected, the Gemara thinks lamaskana that Rav's shita is because the lashon is mash for that. Not that it's laafukid. Lashon is mash for only while it's mine, and not when it's yours. And if you say that, mucha she Rav is over, she etzem halashon, ki kari alecha, mash b'sha'oser, afila b'matana, lomrot she efsha litzlos kavanasom b'davar acher, even if you want to be tole his kavana on something else. But that's what the Lashon is mashma. So, if that's true, that's why the Gemara asked the Kasha. And that answers the Gilyon HaShas's question, that the Svara does not hold up Limaskana. Okay, so we're back to the question. Let's go. So the Gemara asks, how could Rava say, Kikari Alecha, it's us, or even after I give it to you? This Brisa says that if I give you the Para, if I give you the Kardom, after I've already said, they're all us, or if I have any other ones, it's Mutter. Amar of Acha Brei Dravika answers the Gemara, Shenitzna lo al yedei acher. You didn't give it to the person, to the Shoel directly, or in this case, the Kona. Right? You did. There was a middle person. Shenitzna lo al yedei acher. There was someone in the middle. Amar of Ashi de Kanami. Ravashi says, you see that from the Lashon. Diktani shenitzna lo veloktani shenisana lo. It says, Nitna, it was given to him, not that he gave it to him. Right? There's a difference in the someone in the middle. And therefore, that's why it would be mutter. The Mefarish adds, if it, let's say, would have been stolen from him, then it would still be aser. There was no middle person. Rather, the first couple of wide lines in the Mefarish. V'lodami lahecha de'ignava minei. Mishub de'hecha de'ignava minei. Since it was stolen, ho'il v'shalomi daito de bal hakikar yatzamir shuso. Since the bal hakikar did not know about it, or in our case, ka'o debiyado dami v'aser. Right, nitilo b'matai de'acher. That's the only time when it goes out of his rishus, and it's not direct, and that is what is used. The Ran adds that you really can't know from the Lashon of the Brisa whether it says Nisana or Nitna. Right? The Brisa has a Lashon, but we're not 100% sure. So it's just the Masorah that we have about this Brisa. It's not a deek in the wording, because the wording is not clear. Klomar, says the Ran, Shekach ha'isa kabbalah biyadam, likros nitno b'chirik, afalpi she'in b'ksiva shum efrish, even though in the ksiva there is no difference, still, he thinks that there's a misora about this price. The Rebbe Akiva Eger says, look on Ksubas Daf Beis, you have a similar idea. Olini halacha, the Ran ends off, halacha l'maisa, what are we paskin about the Shiloh? That is unanswered, because now we're going to another question. Kaimalon, aval gav, ziyavi nile, b'matana aser, we paskin like Rava, that even if he gives it b'matana, it is aser. Da'achi pashalei Rava, v'yasigna dekanami diktani, right, we asked Akash on Rava, we answered for him, and we proved it. From the Lashon, so it sounds like that's what we paskin, and therefore it is aser. The Rashba adds on, not only giving it b'matana is aser, even selling it would be aser as well. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Ba'amine Rava Me Rav Nachman. a Yisodasika question. Yesh me'ilo bekonamos olo. We have been talking a lot in this Masechta about konam. Konam being another word for neder, right? We had back the original time where we had the word konam back in the Mishnah Daf Yud, the third Mishnah in the Masechta. Ha'omer, if somebody says konam, konaf, kones, these are kinuyin lekarban. And we had a machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, why those words were created. Is it because Lashon Umo saying those are just parallel words for karban in other languages? Or Reish Lakish, that Chazal did not want to say you to say the word Lashem karban, because we made a different word, or karban Lashem. So we made a different word, and in that way, that would be a siyag, a protection from saying the word. Okay, that is konam. So the shaila is now, ask Rava from Rav Nachman, is there me'ila bikonamos? Meaning, konam says it's usher to me. When I say konam, does that usher mean it's usher, it's like usher b'hanah to me? But konam means karban. So am I going further? I'm not just saying it's usher b'hanah, it's usher like a karban to me. I am somehow giving it the status of hektish. Not just a case of it's usur, but more than just usur. It's not like other isure hana'a that there is no mi'ila by, right? When you have something that's usur hana'a, basar b'chalav, there's no mi'ila by basar b'chalav. There's no mi'ila by chametz. But there is mi'ila by hektish. So that's the shaila here. Asks the Gemara, is there me'ila bikonamos olo? The way that one of the Achronim formulate the suffix, the Tiferes Sion, quoted in the here in the Biurei Hadaf, he quotes that Reb Nachman is misupak im hochim achar diburo shel hanosein o achar kavanoso. Do you go after the wording that the person used, or you go after what he meant? When a person makes something a konam, he generally, we can assume, just means it's usur. Konam this, that I didn't, that I'm going to do this, that I'm not going to do this. He doesn't want it to be hektish, he just wants it to be usur. That's his kavana. Elabal lesser, alamudar, he's just usuring it. That's the, if you would go by his kavana. But if you go by the word, konam means karban. Oshahochem achar dibur, shamar konam, shulash and karban. That's the shaila. Halacha l'maisa, we're going to see, we paskin yesh mi'ila bekonamos. But that is the question of the Gemara. And we're going to see the Achronim, l'maskana, talk about how far you take this comparison. Right? How far do you say that something that is asered through konam becomes like a karbah? So let's first read what the Gemara says. Rav Nachman answers, Amar Leh Tinitua. Well, we learned it in our Mishnah. What did the last line of our Mishnah say that we had back on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, that if somebody returns the lost item, then the owner has to wear the minag is to pay for somebody who borrows, who finds lost items. You have to send that schar to hektish. So Amar Leh Tani Tua Makam Shnolan Ala Schar Tipalan Ala Hektish. So why does the Mishnah say that you have to get rid of that money and give it to hektish because you were usur to get hana? Why doesn't the Mishnah say? Well, this is a machlokas. What exactly is the diuk? If you look in the Ran, he says, why didn't the Mishnah just say, Tipol Hana'a Liyam HaMelach? That is a more common lashon used in Shas when you want to get rid of something that is usur. Throw it into the Dead Sea. Throw it into the Yam HaMelach. Why did the Gemara say that? Why did the Mishnah say that? It must be that it's teaching you, it's hinting to you an idea that when something is usur, it has the status of hektish. Number one. Number two, the Rosh's Lashon is not just from the words, but a little deeper. The fact that you're not allowed to, that the Mishnah does not say send it to the Yam HaMelach means it must be hektish because it's usur to be ma'abed hektish. It's usur to destroy hektish. And that is why not just a language issue that it should have said that, but the fact that it didn't say that means it has the status of hektish. The Chazon Ish in Yaredeya writes, what's the root of the machlokas here between the Ran and the Rosh in terms of their formulations? Is Yaredeya Kuf Lamed Vav, says the Chazon Ish, Shelafi HaRosh, the Rosh who says the Diyak is from the fact that you don't send it, it must be because it's Asur to be Ma'abed Hektish, Hanenem and Haneder, who Kenenem Mamish Vina Hektish. Imamish, the Rosh sounds like he treats it like hektish. He applies the Isser Ibud to this to Konamos. The Chayev betashlumin lehektish. And you'd be Chayev like a carbon me'ila with a Karen and Chomesh and Asham, according to the Rosh. The Ran, we're not so convinced. The Ran might say, She'eno kinenem in a hektish. Ela chal din iser konam v'gidrei iser zeh shavim l'dinei hektish. Meaning, is it parallel to hektish or is it mamish hektish? That's the difference between the Ran and the Rush. How far do you go? Meaning, even if you say yesh kona, yesh me'ilo bekonamos, what does that mean? Does that mean exactly like hektish or not? Suggest the Chazon Ish that this is a machlokas between the Rush and the Ran in understanding this line, this diuk of tipal hanola hektish instead of setting it to the liam hamelach. We're in the middle of the line. Let's continue. Lameimra, this is to teach me ki hektish. The fact that you use the lashon of tipal hanola hektish means to teach me it's like hektish. Ma hektish yesh bo meila af konamos yesh bohen meila. So too by kamos, one has meila as well. Kitanoi. Suggest the Gemara, this is really a machlokas tanoim from the following brisa. Konam ki kerzu hektish va'achla. What happens if somebody says, this kikar is hektish. It's also, it's off limits. And then somebody eats it. Bein hu ubein chaveiro ma'al. Whether he ate it or his friend ate it, right? He asked it on the whole world. So ma'al, there's an isra me'ila. There you see it. You see yesh me'ila bekonamos. Lefichach yesh lapidyon. That is why there is pidyon. What do you mean, therefore? The fact that there is an isra me'ila means it's totally full-fledged, in some way, hektish. And if it's full-fledged hektish, so then you can be podei. You can redeem it from hektish. It doesn't have ktushas that guf, right? It has ktushas damim, let's say. It has that status, and therefore, it can be nifta. But if somebody says, ki kerzu alai lehektish, if somebody makes it personal, or alai hektish, somebody makes it a personal konam. He doesn't make it a general for everyone. Kikarzu alai hektish. Va'achla hu ma'al chaveiru lo ma'al. Right, it's not also to his friend. It's only also to him. So therefore, he violates me'ila. This is all. The whole of first opinion in this brisa holds yesh me'ila b'konamos. So even if there's a general, what we might call a konam klali, or a konam prati, like this second case is, there's still me'ila. Lefichach ein lapidyon divrei b'meir. But Meir says, when you have a konam prati, it's not strong enough to allow pidyon to take place. Because it's only a personal relationship that creates the hektish, but it's not for the whole world. So therefore, it's not subject to pidyon. Right? One might say its strength is its weakness. With the first case, it's so strongly hektish, so memela pidyon is possible. In the second case, it's more tenuously hektish, and therefore pidyon would not be possible. That is Rabbi Meir Shita. That whole Rabbi Meir holds yesh meila bekonamos. V'chachamim omrim benkach uvenkach lo ma'al lefi she'ein meila bekonamos. No, there is no meila when it comes to konamos, and therefore in this case you would not be chayiv the three punishments, so to speak, or the three payments of chomesh and Karen, Chomesh and Asham, when it comes to Be'ila. So, Yesh Be'ila B'Konamos. Says the Ran, that's what we paskin. Fourth wide line of the Ran, Linyan Halacha, Kaimelon, Kirby Meir, Yesh Be'ila B'Konamos. Why? The Rav Nachman, Pasha, Leila Rava, Mimas Nisan, Sheesh Be'ila, right? Rav Nachman was postulated from the Mishnah. And also, if you look at Mesechah Shvuas, V'Chulu. But then the Ran starts the ball. The Ran says, how far does this go? Yesh Be'ila B'Konamos. Umistafkali, Man de ma'al bekonamos, e mystery hahu konam lebasser de ma'il, kehektish, a yotze lechuna, ide me'ila. We know, adin daraisa, when one violates the isra of me'ila, getting benefit from something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, mi daraisa, isra daraisa. We apply me'ila also in other areas where it's kind of like a ki'ilu. Right, if somebody benefits from the Beis HaMikdash, from the world without making a bracha, the Gemara in the beginning of the sixth parak of brachas, right, you're ma'al b'kadshei shamayim. It's as if. You're not going to bring a carpet for that. That's more of a semi-quasi mi'ila. Or the other examples, but here, it's mamish mi'ila. So the Ran wants to know, how far do we go? Do we say that it's like a regular din of mi'ila? And one of the details of mi'ila is that once I benefit from it, it loses its kedusha. It becomes chulin. Mi'ila is motzi midei hektish. Not only is it an avera, but it's motzi midei hektish. So, ask the Ran, does that apply here? Once one benefits from a konam, one violates, do we say it is no longer usser? It's like mi'ila. Or not? Or we say, no, you made a nether. It's usser, it's usser. So the Ran has that suffix. What's the root of the question? How far do you go? in terms of understanding that there is Me'ila Bikonamos, right? That's the suffix. If you look at Rabbal Chanan in the Kovet Sa'aris in Simin Nunhei Osches, the Kovet Sa'aris, Rabbal Chanan, he doesn't even understand the question or the suffix of the Ran. Yikshe lahavin taim sveiko shalaran. I don't say what the suffix is. Kiva dixeris akasiv hu. Dimi'ila mozi lachulin. If there's a xeris akasiv, that's what there's a dinda raisa that by mi'ila, when the iser is violated, it goes lachulin. Imkin a milo nema kin gamba konamos. Rabbi Chanan says, once you say yesh mi'ila bakonamos, and this is a detail in the laws of mi'ila, so of course, you should say applies to konamos also. Why is that so difficult? The Gemara says, Yesh Mila Bekonamos. Bachanan is so convinced in the Havamina. Why should there be a difference? The Efshar, and then he answers, the Sveika, why is it a Safek? Im HaMe'ila Mafkia HaKadusha. The question is there a Svara for that Dinda Araisa of Me'ila is Motzi Lechulin? Why is that? Is it that Me'ila is Mafkia the Kedusha? It's Mafkia the status? Im kein gamba konamos kein. So then you would apply it by konamos too. Me'ila is mafkia. Or do you say no? O daha me'ila mafkia kinyin ha-hektish. Me'ila focuses on the dine mamanis element. Like we spoke about a couple of days ago, the difference between kedushas betek habayis and kedushas aguf. What's kedushas betek habayis? Step one, I make it mamono shel hektish, and me'mela, the kedusha evaporates. So maybe me'ila does exactly the opposite, suggests Rabbi Chanan. Me'ila removes the financial ownership of hektish, and me'mela, there's no more kedusha. So if that's true, then that does not apply to konamos, because by konamos, it's always mine. It never changes. So that's the suffix. So first, Rabbi Chanan is convinced, of course there's me'ila b'konamos. Of course there should be, it should be yotzei l'chulin. But then he adds, maybe not, because I'm not sure why me'ila is motzi l'chulin. And then he adds afterwards, just in general, another reason why he doesn't understand the suffix. Be'ikra davar kasha lahavin, heichmolin b'konamos b'shvil hotzah me'irishus. How there is no hotzah me'irishus here, there's no ma'isafka. So we'll leave that for now. But Rabbi Chanan's question, even more than his answer, but highlights, you know, how far do you take this comparison? And once you have that, you have the Achronim. The Achronim get in on the act in terms of Yesh Me'ila B'Konamos as well. The Mishnah Lamelech asks a number of Sveikos, Kedarka B'Kodesh. He has a number of questions related to this. If you look in the Mishnah Lamelech, right here, where is this Mishnah Lamelech? Oh. It's on the Rambam, Perak Dalet Halacha Tes Halacha Yud. This long Mishnah Lamelech. Ask the Mishnah Lamelech. Efshar Nistapik Mekamet Dvarim. I have a couple of Sveikas. Each one of them, the root issue is how much is this really? Do we say that if somebody goes the derech of Konam, how much is that really a karban, or does it just have the status of a karban? Number one, Efshar Dafke Masar Alavana. Maybe it's only, what if somebody makes a Konam to Asrit Bahana? What if he only makes a konam to Asrit Ba'achila? Aval Masar Asar Rak Ba'achila, Efshar Deleka Me'ila, Kiva Delo Domi Lehektish. Maybe there, it's not going to have this status. There's not going to say Me'ila B'Konamos, because you can't have a konam that a Hektish that's just Asar Ba'achila. Or not. Maybe there is. He's known to say, Ika Me'ila, Ave Masar Asar Ba'achila L'chud. Right? Maybe not, because once the status starts, then it has that question. Own mistopic. Imlo hitfis bedavar hanadur. What if I didn't compare it to anything? I just said, kikar ze aser alai. Is there me'ila there? Right? If I only create the status, but I don't compare it. Or own. De efshar de didza de me'ila benedarim dafka ba'osir peirosav hein al atzmo hein al acher. Maybe it's only where I am asering my own fruit. Kiva de yochol ha'akdash peirosav yishvem did me'ila. Since I can be makdash by fruit, I could create the status that would be me'ila. But what if I create a konam on your fruit? Osir peiros chaveiro alav. Maybe kiva de no yochol ha'akdash efshar dein by me'ila. I can't be makdash, so it's not exactly parallel. Maybe, what if it's, does that have to be a davar mesuyam? Right? What if it's just asering on your gavra? Right? All these questions, how much do you compare this to a case of me'ila, a case of hektish mamish? The Menachas Chinuch discusses this in the mitzvah of me'ila. There is a shaila The Isra of Me'ila is not mefurish in the Torah anywhere. There are three or four suggestions by the Rishonim. We know the halachos of Me'ila are mefurish in the Torah. Halachos of Me'ila. Somebody's chayav a karban asham and karen and chomesh. But where in the Torah does it say it is usur? It is usur to get benefit for the Beis HaMikdash. That is very not clear what the source is in the Torah. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses this in Mitzvah Kufchav Zayin on the Mitzvah's Aseh. To be Mosef Chomesh, when you violate Me'ila. But he does not count it as a separate alos, I say, because that is very secret or hidden or unclear in the Torah, what exactly is it. But on that mitzvah, the Minchas Chinuch quotes all of these halachos, and he talks about Konam Klali and Konam Prati, and he quotes all these fakos of the Mishnah Lamelech, and he just adds one more. He has one more, and then we'll continue with the Gemara. Again, the root question here, starting with Rabbi Chanan and going to all these fakas of the Mishnah Lamelech, is how much do we really take this seriously of Yesh Mila Bakonamos or not? So the Minchas Chinuch adds, Va'anim is topic. What if he's matfis the item to a karban which is normally not subject to Me'ila? Imidfis Bakachim Kalim to Amar. Kikarzu alai kishlomim okamaiser im yesh meila kivan shahanadar davar another atzmo ein bo mishum meila to kachim kalam ein bo ein meila. That's this. If you modifies it this way, that's not subject to meila. So that is the shaila that the Gemara asks, and the Gemara answers yesh meila b'kanamos. But all the achronim get in on the act. The Stipler and others feel free to look at more on this topic. Okay, let us now continue. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha Brei de Rav Avyel Rav Ashi, Kikari Alecha V'Natza Lo B'Matana. What if I say my kikar is asur on you? Asur on you, it's a konam on you. And then I give it to you. V'Natza Lo B'Matana. Again, this is assuming the shita of Yesh Me'ila B'Konamos. So if you say Yesh Me'ila and I create a konam and then I give it to you, Mi Ma'al. Who is the one that violates? Who violates Me'ila here? If I give it to you, by a regular case of Me'ila, so then we say, once it is used, once it is being, what it was, it is, leaves the Rishus of Hektish. What about this case? As we said, there's no Rishus, there's no Afkaz Rishus here, really. So, I make a konam, I give it to you by Matana. So, Limol, no saying, should the one who is giving it violate, Halo Asira Ale, it's not Asar on him. I made a konam on you. It's my item. I said, this item is usher to you. So limol no saying, halo asir alei. It's not usher on the giver. So is it possible for him to violate? We'll get back to that line. Limol mekabel. Should the mekabel, the one he's giving it to, violate because he's getting it by matana? Yochol da amar hetera b'isi isur alo b'isi. No. He could say, I'm not interested in getting something usher. I'm only interested in getting something mutter. Right? The language of the Rishonim is, you can't have a zechiya b'karcha. Right, zachin la'adam shlo b'fanav, ein chavin la'adam ela b'fanav, and this is like a chov. So I'm not interested. Answers the Gemara: no, of course it's the mekabel. That's how every case of meila works. Amar le mekabel mal kishayotzi, when the mekabel uses it. Right, every case of meila, according to the how we paskin, is b'shogeg. You don't realize it. So here too, he doesn't realize it. So it's Makabo Mal, the Kishayotzi. You have to use it, right? Because usually it's when you're Motzi, it may Rishus Hektish. Here it's not really Hektish. So when do you violate? So Makabo Mal, the Kishayotzi. Shakala Motzi, Mo'os Hektish, Lechulin. Because everyone who's Motzi, Mo'os Hektish, Lechulin. Kesavr Shalchulin, who? Moel. Who Moel? Avzem Moel. So in every case that you think it's Chulin, you violate. So to this case, we don't say it's a Mekatos. We say that is the nature of Me'ila. So it has to be the Makabel and not the Nosein. We touched on a connected sugya earlier back on Daf Tesvav a couple of weeks ago. And the Ran here reminds us. The Ran says, from here is also Akasha on the Rambam. Because if you remember, the Rambam says, if somebody is Madir, their friend, I say it's usher to you, and then I give you it to eat. I get Malkus, not you. I get Malkus because of Lo Yachel Dvaro. The Rambam spoke about this in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Beis, cases of a husband and a wife. If somebody is madir their wife, bishahidir is ishto b'mar cheshvan. V'amar la, remember this case? Somebody is madir their wife in cheshvan and says, sha'ein at nanisli mikan v'ada pesach, im telchi lebeis avich mi ayom arasukis, you are not allowed to get benefit from me until Pesach, if you go to your father's house from now for the rest of the year, until Sukkis. Harezu asura lehanos lomiyad. So she is not allowed to get benefit from him right now because maybe gzeira shebatelech. Maybe she's going to go at some point to her father's house. The imhal chalafnei pesach. And if she goes before Pesach, vaharehu mahane osa lefnei pesach, and he was the one that was mahane her. Hare ze loke. He gets malchus. He was mahane her. He violated lo yachel dvaro. Hare ze loke. Oh, and then he gets into Avar Pesach, what about after Pesach? But that's the Rambam Shita, says the Radvaz right there, Das Rabbeinu Shehi Eino Loka Klal. She's not going to get Malkus for sure, Kivish Lo Nodra. She didn't make the Neder. She didn't make the Neder. She's impossible for her to violate Lo Yachel Dvaro if she didn't make the Neder. Aval Hu Loka. But he's going to get Malkus, Kivat Shehu Nodra. So what that his Neder involves someone else? He made a neder. He was involved in the violation of the neder. V'hu mahane osa bidin sheyilke. So it was only appropriate that he would get malchus. The Radvaz notes that the Rashba and the Ritva and the Rosh and the Ran all argue. Pirshu shehi chayeves malchus. She's going to get malchus here, kima shenanis, because if she knew about it and she still was nana on purpose, so she's going to get malchus. But the Ran says this Gemara is against the Rambam. Because the Gemara says, what, the no-sane is gonna violate, but it's not also to him. What do you mean? The Rambam says, even if something is not also to the person, it can still be also, they can still get Malkus. So therefore, the Ran says that this is a kasha on the Rambam. The Lecha Mishnah and others try to defend the Rambam. Are there ways out? The Stipler here in Simin Yud Ches talks about it, but that is in terms of the Shita, the Rambam, an important Shita of getting Malkus, even though they are not the one that was Nasar in the Neder. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Yes, we are halfway through the time, and we're actually turning to Amud Beis. It's very exciting. Says the Mishnah. Vitareim es trumaso umaisrosa ladaita. So we're continuing the previous sentence. Right? What are we talking about? The previous Mishnah spoke about. If somebody's mudr hanah from their friend, all the things they're allowed and not allowed to do. So the Mishnah earlier said, you could pay his shmaxes a shekel, and pay up his loan, and return his aveda. So we continue that sentence. You could be toreim es truma. Vitareim es trumaso. We'll have to see Bezrim on tomorrow's daf. Does that mean only from his property? What about from your property? What is this Mishnah referring to? We'll have to, B'Hashem, get into it. V'tarim es trumaso maiser osa l'daito. But you can be tarim es truma and es maiser l'daito. What does the word l'daito mean? So again, we'll have to see in the Gemara, who's das? Umakriv alav kine zavin, kine zavos, kine yolados, chatos v'ashamos. And you can be makriv karbanos on his behalf. If you are a Kohen, so the person, if you are Mudr Hanah from a Kohen, the Kohen is still allowed to bring Karbanos on your behalf. Right? Interesting, it says Kine Zavin v'Kine Zavos. It says Zav and Zava separately. Right? Another source where the Rambam must have gotten a Shita from. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, he counts separately the Karbanos of his Zav and the Karbanos of his Zava. And he says, why do I do this? How do I know? Because the Rambam says there are four, and let's say that just by contrast, the karbanos of a mitzora and the karbanos of a mitzoraas, those are not counted as two separate mitzvos. Only the karbanos of a zav and a zava are counted separately. Says the Rambam, I get it from Mishnayos. Because in Mishnayos, the language always puts them separately. The Mishnah increases, right? The dalan mechusrei kapara. Who are the four mechusrei kapara? Zav, zava, mitzora, and yoledes. Right, Mitzorah is only formulated as one. Zav and Zav are formulated as two. So you see, in Chazal, they're different. And also, they're different karbanos. There are different halachos between a Zav and a Zava. Did you become a Zav in terms of days, in terms of times? What if you have three Re'ios in one day? That only works for one and not the other. So Zav and Zav have different halachos that generate the karban. So here too, you see Zav and Zava listed separately. This fits in nicely to that Rambam, that the karbanos are counted in separate mitzvos. So, it says here though, that the Mudr Hana can offer karbanos if he is a Kohen on behalf of these individuals. Again, because a Zar could only do the first Avoda of Shechita, that's it, but after that, it has to be a Kohen. Let's continue. Umelamdo Medrash, Halachos Va'agados. And the Mudar is allowed to teach the one who is Usher to give Hana, he's allowed to teach the Ne'esar, the Mudar, Torah. He's allowed to teach him Medrash, and Halachos, and Agados. He's allowed to teach him all of this. Ava lo yelamdenu Mikra. We'll have to see why. You're not allowed to teach in Torah Shebichsav. But we'll have to see in the Gemara why the difference. Avam alami nuas banavis, but also mikra, you're allowed to teach his children. His children you're allowed to teach mikra, but he, the only limitation, you're not allowed to teach him. Why is this? So bringing karbanos, okay, I can bring karbanos on your behalf, that's not cool, it's giving you hana, that's like paying off your loan, that's like giving a machzah shekel, I am offering your karbanos. What about Torah though? Why are you allowed to teach him Torah? Right, aren't you being mahaneim? The Ran quotes the Gemara we had earlier, de mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. The Shas topic, because mitzvos aren't there for their hana, mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu, like Rashi's law shown in Meseches Rosh Hashanah, Adav Chav Ches or so, mitzvos are lo'ol al tzavarenu. They are a burden, they have to halachically be defined as an ol. Not that we have to look at it as an ol, we have to be besimcha, that we have this ol. But mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu, they're not defined inherently by their hana, and therefore, in this case, being mahanayu is not a problem. The shiloh that is asked by the achronim on this ran is that, but wait a minute. We've said there are many sources that say that mitzvos lavahenos in there, that's true, but that doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. Doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. By Talmud Torah, we say, nitan lehenos. We start with the Rishonim. To remember, again, this sugi comes up 3 or 4 times in this Masechta. Right? So Rav Avi Minahar says it beferish. Right? Later on, we're going to have this in the 5th parak in Ashutfin. The Mishnah says on Daf Memches that if somebody is mudur hana from a city, so then they are usher to get benefit from that city, including they're not allowed to use the svarim of that city. Ask the Rav Minahar, what do you mean mitzvos lav lehenos didn't you? So why can't they use the svarim? So some Rishonim changed the girsa over there. But says Rav Avram in Hahar, no. Talmud Torah is different. The principle of mitzvah lav lehenos inu does not apply to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is nitan lehenos. That's a crucial part. As we know the halacha, that an avel is not allowed to learn Torah. Right? Because pikud Hashem Yisharim is samche lev. Inherently is defined as hana. And therefore, you don't apply the principle. So how could the Ran say this? Mitzvah lav lehenos inu, and that's the svara for why you're allowed to teach him medrash. Right? What's the difference? Right? The Taz in Yeredeya and Reish Chaf Aleph asks this on the Ran. Right? I don't understand this. The Torah is nitan lehenos. So how do you answer this kasha? Among the other sources that we always like to quote by Talmud Torah, the Hakdama of the Egle Tal, where he talks about don't think that learning lishma without getting hana is the ultimate level of learning. The ultimate level of learning is learning l'shem shamayim, but loving it and enjoying it. That's the ultimate level of learning. And that's how it goes into my blood. When I learn and I enjoy it. That's the highest level. And that's what we're supposed to reach. The Stipler even writes in Brachos that it could be that Birchas HaTorah is similar to a Birchas Hanenin. Birchas Hanenin, he says it based on the Lashon of the Bracha. He says whenever you have a Bracha, the Birchas Hanenin is always focused on the creation of the item. Borei mine mizonos. Hamotzi lechem in haaretz. Right? But borei pri hagafen. It's always quoted, focused on the creation. A birchas hamitzvah is focused on the maisa, either in noun form or in verb form. Right? That's the birchas hamitzvah. Al netilas lulav. Lahaz legner shel chanukah. It's focused on the maisa, not on the creation of the chefsa. By birchas haTorah, we have two. We have Laso B'Divrei Torah, which is the Maisa, and we have Asher Bachar Banu V'Nasa Lanu Es Torasso. Right? He created, he chose us, and going back in history. So the disciple says, maybe one is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and one is a Birchas HaNehenin, so to speak. But either way, on the Ran, how could the Ran apply? Mitzvahs Avlehen is new. That's a problem. So the Rashba here says, on the earlier, on Daf Lamed Daled, he says, maybe there's a difference between learning Torah and teaching Torah. Teaching Torah, you're right. Mitzad, the person teaching the Torah, we say, mitzvos, nitan lehenos. He enjoys it. He's getting the hana. But regarding the receiver, the benefiter, the Talmud, so from his point of view, you could say it's not hana, because the person is learning himself. And it just so happens that the other person is memela, zenehene memela. And therefore, that's not called mahane. I'm sorry, another answer. Answer number one, says the Rashba, is that it's not called being mahane. He's learning himself, and then mamela, the other person, is overhearing, so to speak. Number two, there are many people that have a mitzvah to teach. So if I don't teach, so somebody else will teach the Torah. So also, that's not called hana'af in this case. Both of those are not what the Ran says. The Ron says you apply the mitzvah slav lehenos to a new principle. So you have to come up with some other answer for the Ron that Talmud Torah, right, mitzvah slav lehenos to a new might apply to a person learning, and but regarding teaching, that would be that mitzvah slav. If you say that the Ron agrees that mitzvah slav lehenos to a new not applying to Talmud Torah, you have to come up with some other answer for the Ron. Okay, but now let's continue. Says the Gemara Yibayelahu, a great, amazing question, right? Quoted by in many different contexts, but this is the root. You can't learn Seder Kudshim without this amud, this question in Maseches Nedarim. When you open up Zvachim Daf Beis, you got to know this question. Yibayelahu, Hani Kohane. When Kohanim work in the Beis Hamikdash, Shluchei Didoninu Didon Have O Shluchei Dishmaya. Whose Shlichim are they? Are they our shlichim, or are they Hashem's shlichim? So if you read that lashon, that sounds like an awesome question. All right, are they shlichim of Hashem or shlichim of us? The Mefarshim limit this question somewhat, because after all, how could you be a shlich of Hashem? Shlucho shalom kamoso. So you're like God? Halachically, it's impossible. How could you be like God? On the one hand. But also, shluchei didan, could you really be the human shlichim? But a goy could bring a carbon. We know that's a feirish. A goy can bring a carbon. Only a carbon olav can bring a carbon. A goy is mufka from shlichus on a daraisa level. Maybe yesh shlichus drabanan lachumra by Amir la'akum. There's a Rashi at the end of Shabbos that's the basis of Amir la'akum of shlichus drabanan lachumra. But on a daraisa level, an akum is mufka from shlichus. So how can it be shluchei didan? Those are opposite questions. How can we take shluchei d'shmaya seriously? How can we take shluchei didan seriously? Okay, but either way, if you don't take it very literally, but it still is fascinating in the lashon. Rav Shimon Shkup writes in one place, she'ena kavanas hagemara l'shlichus shamayim mamish. What it means by shluchei d'shmaya might mean, not mamish shlichus, but that Hashem gave them the authority to be makrif. That's what it means. Don't take it so literally. The ksos in Simon Reish seems to take it literally, because he proves from the sugya that the shlichus lahektish. But either way, this is the question that the Gemara asks. Is there are the Kohanim Shluchei Didan or Shluchei Dishmaya? The Rishonim here note that if you look at Maseches Kedushin, this question is already answered. And we paskin, Rav Huna paskins that Shluchei Drachmana, they're the Shlichim of Hashem. So what's the Gemara even doing here? Right? Why do we even have to go into this? So the Rishonim give different answers. The Ron says, well, Rav Huna said that. We want a source, a raya from a Mishnah or a Brisa. So if we could have that, that is one step higher. The Ritva says, the Tosas in Maseches Yuma says, well, maybe Tosas in Yuma says that maybe we of course know, Veli Nira de la Olam Shitalei, Mid Rav Huna. We know from Rav Huna, but they're in Kiddushin, that Shluchei Drachman in Inu, that they are the Shlichim of Hashem. Our shaila is, are they also shluchei didan ksas? Is shluchei didan ksas, the havilu shluchei d'rachmana vishluchei didan, o shluchei d'rachmana davkahi? The shaila is, of course they're shluchei d'rachmana. They belong, Hashem said that they can do this. The question is, are they also are shlichim with halachic nafkaminas, as we will see. Back to the Gemara, l'may nafkamina, l'mudra hana. Right, this is our mission is a nafkamina. If somebody's mudra hana from a kohen, so is the kohen my shliach? So then there would be a problem. If they're my shlichim, then they can't give me hana. But if they're Hashem shlichim, then they could bring the karbanos on my behalf. Because they're not my shlichim, they are Hashem's, they are Hashem shlich, and that's the shaila. So my, so tashma. Our Mishnah says beferish ditznan makriv alav kinei zavin v'chulu. Our Mishnah says that a kohen could bring the karbanos of someone who is mudr hana from him. So it's beferish. So I am shluchei didan kamahani le. If we say that they are our shlich, and that's a problem. So Gemara says, wait a minute, ule taimech. But what do you mean? Let me ask you a question. Why does the Mishnah list off only specific karbanos? Listni makriv alav karbanos. Why did the Mishnah say, oh, if we say it, they're shluchei d'rachmana, and therefore it's all mutter, so why don't you say all karbanos they could bring? Ella, rather, the Mishnah only says specific karbanos. It must be because generally it would be usher, right the opposite way, just these are okay. Ella, mechusrei kapara shiny. Mechusrei kapara are different. they're the only ones that the Kohen can bring. But the rule could very well be that they are shluchei didon. And that's why it's aser. Why is mechusrei kapara, those karbanas, different? Tam Rabbi Yochanan, what's the reason you bring mechusrei kapara? Not for, it's kapara, but a different type of kapara. It's also machshir, as the Gemara says elsewhere. It allows you to do something. It allows you to partake of karbanas. Tam Rabbi Yochanan, hakol tzrichen das chus mechusrei kapara. Rabbi Yochanan says that all ba'alei karbanos require knowledge that the karban is being brought on their behalf. Chutz mechusrei kapara. Except for mechusrei kapara, why? Shari adam, maybe karban albanav albanosav haktanim shenemar zos toras azav ben gadol ben katan. If you have a katan who is a zav or a zava ktana, so you can bring karbanos on his behalf. But a katan is a la bardas. A katan halachically is as if they don't know, and yet the gadol, the father, could bring karbanos on his children's behalf. So you see from there that they don't need das. They don't need das. So Rabbi Yochanan extrapolates from the Katan Halacha that from Zos Toras, which includes Bein Gadol Bein Katan, so that everybody, all cases, do not require das. Let's continue. Then I'll mention a Meshech Chachma. El Me'at, says the Gemara, one second. So at this stage we say, okay, so we have a Raya Shluchei Didon. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. El Me'at, L'Rabbi Yochanan, whenever it says Zos Toras, it's all inclusive. Zos Toras, ha Yoledes, v'chulo, bin Ktana, bin Gdola. You're going to tell me a Ktana has to bring Karbanos of a Yoledes? We learned elsewhere that a Ktana is not having any babies. Ktana bas Leidahi, Fatani Rabibi Kamedra of Nachmin. The Gemara we have in 10 different places. Shalosh, not literally 10, but it's a 7 or 6 or 7. Shalosh, Nashem, Shamshos, Bamoch, 3 women are mishamish, use some type of birth control. Machlokas, Rashi, Tosfos, and Yavamis, does this mean they can or they have to? Is it a sakana, so they have to, or that they are allowed to? A, machlokas, is it before the Maisa B, is it after the Maisa B? We've touched on all this in other places. But who are these three women? Ketana, Umu, Uberes, Umeinika. Each one of these are allowed to. Why? Our focus is the first one, Ketana, Shemetis, Abra, Vatamus. If a Ketana becomes pregnant, it's very dangerous. So, how could the pasuk be referring to a case of Zos Toras Ayoledes? You can bring karbanos for a Ketana. If you, Rabbi Yochanan, hold Zos Toras always includes Gedola and Ketana, like by Zav and Zava, so don't you have to say it includes it here by Yoledes too? Says the Gemara, no. Hahi Zos Toras Ayoledes, maybe that Zos Toras is including something, but something different. Bein pikachas, bein shote. Maybe it's including a pikachas or a shote, someone who's not mentally stable. Shekein adam mevi karban al ishto shote. A man brings karbanas yoledes for his wife who is insane, who is not mentally all there. Kedivrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Tani, like Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda omer adam mevi karban ashir al ishto v'chol karbanas shechayeves. Right, a man has to bring all the karbanas on behalf of his wife, and you don't say, oh, she doesn't have any financial status herself. No, you go by him. Shekakosev lach, this is what he writes. This was the minhag of writing in the ksuba. V'achray, or ashtar, v'achrayas d'islech alayim in kadamas d'na. The achrayas, I have achrayas on everything that you have of that you are responsible for. So if she's chayev as a karban, so too, he has to bring the karbanas for her. So that's what's included here. So there's no raya, that you're not forced to say that this other Zos Toras includes ketana and gdola. And at this stage, is it a protection? Is it a real raya? Not clear. The Gemara is going to go into more of the discussion. But either way, this is the sugya of Shkoanim, Shluchei Derachmana, or Shluchei Didon. If you look at the Meshech Chachma uses this lashon of this halacha, or finds the hint of this halacha in a pasuk. Classic finding sources in the Torah Shebichzav, even though Chazal did not find. The Meshech Chachma points out in Pashas Mitzora, Perak Yudalad, Pasuk Chav Aleph, that we have there one of the karbanas of Olav Yored. A Mitzora goes by your financial status. If you have a lot of money, you bring this karban. If not, if you don't have so much money, you bring a bird. If you don't have so much money, Vim Dalhu, then you could even bring flour. That's the concept of Olav Yored. So you have Olav Yoreds in Pashas Vayikra, and you have Olav Yoreds by Mitzora. So the Meshech Chachma is bothered that the only here we have the lashon. Earlier we had the lashon of v'imdalhu. He talks about v'imdalhu. Right, he writes in the footnote here, explains the problem. Rabbeinu is Arla Pirusho Khan, Ikvashvaim Karbanas Ola Vyorid Bivayikra Parake. There it says V'imlo Tasig Yado. And here in Mitzora it adds in V'imdalhu. Says the Meshech Chachma, what does the word dal mean? Chaser, lacking. Like the cows by Yosef, Dalos Viraos. or an aver meduldal, a limb that is basically detached from its source organism, it's meduldal. It is separated. It is missing from the, is lacking from the source. Nifra v'gami michiburo. That is what dal is. So here, by what the pasuk is saying, what's the language of the pasuk? V'imdalhu v'ein yado maseges. What does that mean? Says the Meshech Chachma, the Cholak Kabbanah Srichas Das, Levan Mimuchusrei Kapara, Shein and Srichan Das, our Gemara, all Kabbanahs require Das of the owner, except for Mimuchusrei Kapara, that does not need Das, Kadela Hachil Osoba Kachim. The Chatas, Bakato, just his Chatas, once it's brought, so then you can eat Kachim. Lachain, Im Yafrish Acher, if someone else is Mafrish it for him, Sorakshi Emi Daito, she is Ratzilazet, by other Karbanos. But by a mitzvah, she ain't sorach daito, somebody else can bring it for him. That's being alluded to in the pasuk. The imdalhu, dal we just said means separated, lacking, not connected. So dalhu, which means nifran mechaveirav, dalhu means he's separated from everybody else, meaning nobody else is bringing his karbanos for him. And the ein yado maseges, and he himself can't bring the karbanos. So then you're allowed to bring the karban of the dal, of the one who is poor. But both of these phrases, says the Meshech Chachma, are alluding to two different possibilities. Dal who means, if somebody else can bring it for him, because after all, you don't need the das, in this case, vein yod maseges, and he himself cannot bring it for himself. Okay, you see that halacha alluded to. One final point, chashuk echemet. Once the word shote comes up in the end of this Gemara, so he says, shote, what happens if you have somebody, the case was Sheila, there was somebody who was in the post office. He goes to the post office, he gets a check. He cashes a check, that's what it says in the Doar. He cashes a check for 3,000 shekel, he gets 3,000 shekel cash, he turns around, and all of a sudden, he throws the money all over the floor, and he says, here, whoever wants can take, and he runs out. And everybody's looking at themselves, what just happened? So some of them start running and collecting the money, and others are saying, this is his money. And others say, well, there's a Kenyan Chatzir, it belongs to the post office. Another say, no, you have to give it to his Yarshim. Back and forth, right? Nobody normal would do this. This is the Shaila. So what's the answer? Says the Chashuk Echemed, it belongs to the thrower. So you know Keshota. Right, you have to be machzer him the kesef, or to his family. The kesef is not hefker, because this is the definition of a shote. Beginning of Yoredeya, shote hainu shu yotze yichidi balaya o lo laila o makareyak suso o lomba beis akvaris o ma'abed mashenos nimlo. This is exactly a simen of a shote, and therefore, since this is exactly what the definition, so the kesef is not hefker, and you have to definitely give it back to him in terms of a shote. Okay, let us stop here. Baruch Hashem, we will continue next time with the continuation of this sugya of Shluchei D'Rachmana or Shluchei D'Dan.